Hello, I'm Dan Lee. I volunteer for the Oxfam campaigns team, and I've grabbed a few minutes with Max Lawson, Oxfam's senior policy advisor, to ask some questions about next week's spending review and how it might affect the government's spending on international development. Hello, Max. What aid commitments, firstly, have the British government made, and what have they achieved so far?
Well, the British government has committed to increasing aid. There's a global target to reach 0.7 of the national income, tiny amount, which every country agreed to do. Only a handful have actually done it. Britain is on track to do it by 2013, which is a tribute to all the campaigning over the years. And this government has committed to reach that target, 0.7, in 2013.
Okay, and why do you think it's so important that the Department for International Development's budget is ring-fenced and when most domestic sectors at the moment are facing extensive cuts?
I think first things first, we're talking about a very small amount of money. So it's, really it's like 1p in every tax pound that's spent by the British government goes on foreign aid. So really it wouldn't make much difference at all. If they cut all the aid budget and tried to put it into other elements of British spending, you'd hardly notice the difference. And I think that's the most important thing. And then you've got to look at the impact it has overseas. For that small amount of money from the UK, huge impact in countries in Africa that are desperately poor. So for a few million quid, you could get every child into school in some countries. So it's well worth us doing it. And it's great for Britain, it's great for our reputation abroad, and people really love us and respect us for it.
Okay, well, while this has been going on, we've heard there might be a freeze in DFID's budget. How do we know about this threat, and what are the possible consequences if it is to happen?
Yes, I mean, as I said, we have committed as the UK to reach 0.7 of the national income by 2013. Which is 3 years away in terms of kind of financial years. Now, worry is that the government will not increase aid for the next 2 years and then promise to increase it rapidly in the third year. We're worried about that on two fronts. It means less money in the next 2 years when countries desperately, desperately need this money. They're really hurting from the financial crisis, kids being thrown out of school, not enough medicines in clinics, people being turned away for the first time when there's not enough HIV/AIDS treatment. So really heartbreaking stories. The money's needed right now, not in 3 years' time. And also I think a massive increase in 3 years is not particularly effective. It would mean a 30% jump in British aid, which is very hard to spend very quickly in 1 year. It's much better to increase slowly so that countries in Africa and elsewhere can make concrete plans on how to spend that money.
In light of this, then, as activists, what can we do to help? How do we put pressure on politicians to maintain DFID's ring-fenced budget?
I think, first of all, we should pay tribute to activists over the last, particularly since Make Poverty History. Britain is the only major rich economy that is going to stick to this promise, and that's a tribute not to the politicians in government, it's a tribute to the public, who have clearly demonstrated time and again that Britain is a caring society and that really cares about the poor in the world and wants us to give this aid. So I think, pressure has already been put and needs to be continued to be put by activists, particularly to MPs, through constituency links, because they need to hear the voices. I mean, we know that there are many people out there who are very cynical about aid. They think it doesn't work. They think it's all wasted. And often with very little evidence, there's a lot of cynicism, and we need activists to be in there making politicians and MPs understand that there are votes in the foreign aid budget and that, people out there care.
As you say, the effects campaigners have made is very important. And what difference do you think campaigning makes, and do politicians tend to listen?
Campaigning is absolutely critical. I mean, I'm a lobbyist and I go to meetings with these politicians, but there's no way they'd even let me in the door if it wasn't for campaigning. It's the hundreds of thousands of people around the UK knocking on the doors of MPs, making it very clear that they care about these things, that makes change happen. That's why Oxfam is so committed to activism, and that's why we think it's critical, whether it's on aid or any other issue to do with development.
Okay, well, thanks very much for your time.
Anytime.